best team coverage of the Browns. Let's talk some national championship football, too. Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside Phil Savage on the hotline. Hi, Phil.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy New Year to you both.
And to you, my
friend.
Thank
you, Phil.
I know Mike's got a few Browns questions. Let me get your early take, though, on the matchup. Georgia-Alabama. How about the road that these two teams took to get to this spot, first of all?
Yeah, this was a matchup that was anticipated that would happen in the SEC championship game back in December. But, of course, Alabama was derailed down in Auburn, got through the side door of the playoff, and I tell you, they were motivated on Monday night. That was the most energetic, the most inspired, the most aggressive Alabama team we've seen, honestly, all season long. And they used the outside noise for the first time to really give them an edge. And it was a physical beatdown. We haven't seen Bama dominate a team like Clemson, a good team, in well over a year. So it's the student versus the teacher, the master versus the pupil. Nick Saban and Kirby Smart worked together at three different stops, LSU, the Miami Dolphins, and then, of course, a long run at Alabama, and Kirby took the Alabama template, carried it to Athens from Tuscaloosa, and here he is 2 years into his run at Georgia, and he's got the dogs in the national title game.
Phil, what is it like with Nick, who has had, I know, a lot of success against all of his former pupils, but he and Kirby, as you mentioned, very close, worked together for so long in different places. Is this different for Nick this time coaching against Kirby?
Well, Nick Saban is 11-0 against former prodigies that have gone on to become head coach. I would say this one is different, Mike, in that this assistant, Kirby Smart, was truly tied at the hip to Nick Saban for a very long time. You know, Jimbo Fisher and Jim McElwain and Lane Kiffin and others, they were offensive coaches. Kirby Smart and Nick Saban have sat there in meetings hour upon hour watching tape, trying to figure out how to stop a team. And then they worked beautifully together on the sidelines in terms of the communication and getting teams stopped in a given game. You know, I wrote about it in my book, Fourth and Goal Every Day, just the football intellect that, you know, Nick Saban and Bill Belichick possessed. They had a very similar relationship in terms of Smart and Saban, 25 years later at Alabama.
Well, it's going to be very, very interesting, as it looks like a good matchup for this national championship game. Phil, while we have you with us as we get into this off season, and I know you're very diligently preparing for the upcoming Senior Bowl, here we are in Cleveland, just a historically bad 2-year run and a winless season. Looking to the future, though, with some high draft picks, a new GM, and there is some hope. But what's your early take on these quarterbacks? We know they're going to take one, probably at number one. How do you look at the quarterbacks right now that are going to be available for the Browns coming out of college?
You know, I think that with the delay, of course, we've got till January 15th for the juniors to declare, but I get the sense that Sam Darnold will stay in school. He's got 2 years of eligibility left. This is, of course, the quarterback from USC. We'll see what happens there. With Josh Rosen, he's finished 3 years in a row with injuries. He's had some comments that have been made, publicly throughout his career at UCLA that probably left the NFL scouts scratching their head a bit, saying, we really need to get to know this young man. And then Josh Allen from Wyoming. I think those are really your top three names. I think Allen is a name for you guys to really keep your eye on, because he's a big physical quarterback, strong arm. He's played in the elements at Wyoming. If you saw his bowl game against Central Michigan, I would say that first half against CMU was very impressive. If you want to hang your hat on Josh Allen's potential, that's the half of football that you really want to watch, because he showed basically everything that you would want to see. I don't know him personally. I did meet him and see him down at the Manning Academy, and there's a good chance that we might end up with him here at the Reese's Senior Bowl. He's an underclassman, but he did graduate, so we should be finding out from him any day now. And then, of course, you know, the next tier of quarterbacks includes Baker Mayfield, Mason Rudolph, the two Oklahoma and Oklahoma State quarterbacks that are kind of in the mix. But I would say this, there is some depth to this class. So remember how the Redskins took Robert Griffin and then followed up with Kirk Cousins in the same draft. I could see the Browns perhaps doing the same thing, just kind of keep taking a swing at the position. Of course, they've already got DeShone Kizer, who, you know, was really put in a difficult situation this year. And, you know, he survived it. And can he be better because of it? Only time will tell. But he is a candidate to at least help Cleveland figure out what direction they're going to go once and for all at the quarterback position.
Yeah, I think you keep swinging, though, as you say, Phil, till you really find that guy. When you look at this draft overall right now, I know last year Myles Garrett was always that guy at number one. Beyond the quarterbacks, who in your mind right now might be the top player in this draft?
Oh, wow. You know, this is a draft that it has some balance to it. For sure, you know, there's a junior linebacker at Georgia. Now, inside linebackers typically don't go as high, but, I mean, he's got a Ray Lewis mentality. I mean, he is a tackling machine. Roquan Smith, you guys saw him in the Georgia-Oklahoma game on Monday, but he's an exceptional talent. I don't know what he'll decide to do, but he's a defensive player that I would keep an eye on. I mean, he's certainly somebody that can change the mentality of that side of the ball.
Former Browns GM Phil Savage, of course, runs the Reese's Senior Bowl and handles the Alabama football radio side. Good luck. Roll Tide. Phil, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Guys, I appreciate Roll Tide, and we will hopefully catch up at some point in the near future.